Hi, I'm Jimmy Chatton, and as you may have noticed, I've been putting out a podcast every Friday for this and the last 5 weeks, except for the last one, but that's a different story. Podcasting is enjoyable to me. I get to make voices, tinker with audio settings, nice to have hard technical skill. And I get the satisfaction of putting something out there that can be recognized by my peers, and even get to write a bit, even if typing out this script can be slow and tedious at times. So, what sparked all this? And where am I now, with this setup and future plans and such? To answer that, we'll need a story. It started more than a year ago, back in the wintry final months of 2018. We need to go back a little further. I'd been told my voice was a ready candidate for radio, and... need to go back much farther. Let me think. Okay, I think I have it. I know a lot of people have trouble speaking in front of crowds. Heck, according to the Washington Post, glossophobia, or the fear of speaking in public, is the number one terror of Americans. When you're hit with this condition, anxiety rises, your mouth runs dry, your voice grows weak. Sweat trembles as your entire body shakes and the stammering takes hold. Your face shades red while your heart beats faster and harder and the crowd continues to stare at you. People stricken with glossophobia have self-reported that suicide would be preferred than being surprised with a speaking engagement. In controlled conditions, test subjects have applied physical pain as an alternative to bearing the mental strife. To subject somebody to public speaking is, in short, brutal. Luckily, as part of a natural privilege, I've never been struck dumb while speaking. My parents report that I was quite a deeply insightful talker since the age of, like, 2. And I wanted to know things, and the only way to do that was to ask other people. Not being shy, having a decent intellect, and public schooling were all things that combined for young Jimmy to show off in a classroom setting. I didn't have physical prowess as a child. My family was new to the community. There wasn't much I could leverage for recognition. Except for my smarts, and my boldness. My hand was always up on a question, my answers always belted forth for all of my teachers and classmates to hear. If you can take the floor in front of your friends, with the consequences of peer ridicule and being proven wrong when you're relied on to be right, what else is there to fear? That got me to start formal speaking decades ago in the 7th grade, something as part of an after-school public speech program. And boy, I was good at it. Practicing in front of my familiar critics, I wrote rousing speeches and memorized lengthy comedy skits. Refining these again and again, I became more acquainted with my vocal cords, changing pitch and tone and cadence to strike home in an audience. I became aware of other people and what small ticks in their hands and feet and faces meant what. An advantage sadly lacking in these pre-recorded private podcasts. In short, I became more empathetic. Something rare for a human in her early teens, if I may say so. As a learner, I also took up the body and hand movements I watched in videos and from high-ranking competitors. There was no lack of opportunity to study others in their speaking. As for every weekend, in a span of about 4 months, that happened every year until I graduated, I was up in front of dozens of strangers, yapping away to great reception. I think my parents still have boxes of the medals and trophies I'd take home every week in multiple categories. But anyway, that speech extracurricular expanded to include debate, an exclusive mock United Nations competition in Canada, student congress, and theater. Oh, and have I mentioned singing in choirs? Karaoke, one of my favorite funtime activities? Or the time I was in college receiving training on managing students, and during a soapbox test of telling my peers, without using my hands, why I wanted to be responsible for others, that afterward the instructor held me back to mention I had the best delivery he could remember in a decade of his work? It's definitely feeds the ego. So, I clearly don't have a problem speaking in front of others. Hashtag not so humble brag. But that's not all. Just because I was capable of speaking in front of others doesn't mean people would recognize ability. That partially changed because of extracurriculars. What was more important is that I would step up when others would not. And many times, I'd speak for others. Maybe it's misplaced compassion, me wanting to remove the suffering in others when they're forced to speak. But I did it, and that gained leverage not just with those I spoke to, but those I spoke for. So that got people to encourage me to keep speaking, complimenting my delivery, one theme being more and more clear. I had a voice that was enjoyable to listen to. That became my call sign, as only sometimes would I have something intelligent to say. My tendencies are to respond to criticism more than compliments, though the niceties aren't forgotten. I kept those compliments in a nice little mental vault and let others make regular deposits for years and years. Until, well, finally, a meeting of motivations came together in 2018. The first one being that I was looking into additional money-making opportunities that would contribute to my overarching goal of financial independence. The second motivation was that I had quarterly goals that helped direct where I spent my time. Third, there was time to fill because of the quarterly goals. I needed something to do. And lastly, someone gave my voice another compliment. That's it. I put together my goals, which began my looking into flexing my vocal abilities. Over the 3 months of the goal period, I studied voice acting, marketing, financial returns, community groups, and etiquette. I practiced dubbing over my favorite movie clips and diving headfirst into the lessons at iwanttobeavoiceactor.com. My work was also streamed on Twitch, my practice audience, and recorded for possible future use. Let me tell you, Dr. Seuss is a beast. Ever hear of Fox and Socks? Recite that for weeks, and you'll still have room to improve. And anyway, it was quickly learned what kind of mini setup a person would need to adequately record their voice. Thus, I snagged a Q2U USB microphone and boom arm, which I no longer use, for under $100. I lack any real noise-canceling padding, except for this new pop filter my sister just gave me in time for this podcast. Though I also have old clothes that are strewn all over my desk, my tripod microphone sitting on books and a folded shirt, all in an effort to dampen down the ambient background noise. Doesn't help that I can hear my computer either, though. Arrgh. To do edits, Audacity is my go-to. Though just last week I had it crash when I tried lengthening the silences between when I talked and I didn't. Oh well. Back to the edits. I looked up a dozen voice effect and cleanup guides, trying some and others until I liked the result. What you hear now. Sadly, the voice acting thing did not take off. Namely, because I didn't get it off the ground. I had an original demo, edited to a high quality, but I decided the script was off. Then the goal period ended, moving me on to other things. Totally missed the boat on that. Fast forward 9 or so months, I continued to be the de facto leader of many events and organizations, keeping things on the straight and narrow, keeping people included, and standing up for what seemed to be the truth. That's truth with a capital T. I'm making a gesture with my hands you can't see, but oh well. I did a lot of listening in that time. One of the things that came my way was a command from my virtual mentor, Gary V. He highly suggests this one thing. Putting content out regularly and in bulk. He also sees voice as the future. So me, a natural speaker, this grabbed my attention. I may not be in the habit of producing in bulk, but I can do something. And I certainly have the shamelessness when it comes to my voice. I have the capital costs already spent in study and setup. What's to lose? What's to gain? Thus, November got me back to putting my sound out there. At first, I had a terrible time thinking of things to talk about. I have many experiences and many thoughts on things, be it sci-fi, programming, writing, people, politics, history. Then it hit me. I was doing a podcast as a goal. Why not talk about the goals themselves? These are things I'm actively working on, studying, and producing. The content makes itself every day. The spirit of Gary V came to me again. Document is the content of the day. That's why you get to hear me talk about my goals. And that's how we got here. So, November was super fun in casting. So much so, I'm continuing it in December here. Heck, I'll probably do it going into the foreseeable future, into 2020 and beyond. It's fun. It's relatively easy. I'm not terrible at it. Or so I think. You should tell me in the comments. And few people do it. Such a barrier to entry that I've already crossed fits into the mentality that, as I quote myself, competition is for chumps. Looking back on what I've said so far, I see there was literally a lifelong buildup to do these casts. As the pressure built and built and built, a few choice sparks got me to where I am today. It has me thinking of studying other areas of my life, seeing what got me where and how. But that's a topic for another day. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this story of how this podcast reached you. You'd do me a huge favor by tweeting me at Jimmy Chatton on Twitter or leaving a comment on my blog at jimmychatton.com with what questions you have about speaking in front of people, voice acting, or anything that suits your fancy. I look forward to spending more time with you again soon. Cheers!